News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Find these huge increases. Is it down to people being more willing to report abuse, or is it far more complex than that?
Good morning, Shane. We can see year on year an increase in contacts and disclosures to our services, which is replicated to other services throughout the country. And I suppose we know that there are more campaigns, there is more awareness, there is more of a push to inform and educate and provide information around specialist services to victim survivors of domestic abuse, which has undoubtedly caused an increase in those coming forward. We know after every high-profile case that's reported in the media, we will see an increase in contacts to our national free phone helpline. So undoubtedly, that is perhaps some of the reasons.
Okay, but not all of the reasons, I imagine.
Not all the reasons. I suppose, Shane, we know that domestic violence is endemic in society, and we know that we are really only reaching the tip of the iceberg in terms of those women who are coming forward seeking support. We know that there are the majority of those who are being subjected to domestic violence and abuse are not coming forward and never seek support or redress for what they're going through.
A couple of things, apart from the obvious stark figures, a couple of other things jumped out in relation to this. One was that finding that nearly half of women who sought support from Gardaí relating to domestic violence found it unhelpful. That is an extraordinary finding.
Indeed, I suppose just to note, we don't specifically, and we're talking about callers to our national free phone helpline, we don't directly ask them the question, but we do record where a woman does disclose a response from the Gardaí. And we can see and are concerned about what appears to be an inconsistent response from members of An Garda Síochána. We know from their own reports that Gardaí are also seeing a record domestic violence and abuse contacts. And we also know, and it's important for me to stress, that there is excellent progress in some areas, such as the National Protective Services Bureau, who actually partner with Women's Aid in the delivery of a the high-risk support project.
Okay.
However, we are also seeing that there are knowledge gaps particularly among new recruits and members at local stations, where members of the public, generally, it's the first point of connection for somebody who's going in to report an instance of violence or looking for information support. So we are calling on specialist training to be delivered on the dynamics of domestic abuse. And particularly as well, Shane, important that there's appropriate training around new legislation.
Okay, no, absolutely.
Such as stalking.
Very, very important, I suppose. And look, to be fair, you have clarified this, but worth clarifying again, that figure of nearly half, that's in cases where the women mention it themselves. So I'm not in any way undermining the importance of dealing with this issue where it does happen, but perhaps not a full reflection of all the women who contact Gardaí in relation to domestic abuse.
Yeah, and I think important to stress as well, Shane, that you know, the Gardaí are crucial part of dealing with domestic violence and the state's response to domestic violence, and we as services and victim survivors rely on the guards, so they do play a crucial role. So important to stress that.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely. Just very finally, the other thing that jumped out at me was that finding that young women were reporting very high levels of intimate partner and other forms of gender-based violence. That suggests that past mistakes are being replicated, the past horrendous events are being replicated, that despite a light being shone on this in recent years, this issue is still going on and going on in large numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose something that really we have to deal and face up with is the importance of the prevention piece, and getting in and educating as young as possible and across all kind of aspects of society. We know from recent research we did last year on the very negative influence of online and our own pornography research that was launched late last year.
I was wondering, I was going to ask you about that. Is pornography a big issue here, a big factor here?
Yeah, well, our own research conducted by SERP with the support of the Community Foundation of Ireland, and I would urge anybody to go to the Women's Aid website to read that research. I suppose the quote from that which comes to mind is the jury is no longer out in terms of pornography and the role it plays in violence against women. We know that content is deeply misogynistic and degrading, and really is not contributing anything positive to healthy and positive relationships.
All right, Evan, listen, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. Evan Moore, their head of regional services at Women's Aid. If you're impacted by any of the issues that were raised in this interview, you can contact the Women's Aid 24-hour national free phone helpline, 1800 341 900, or womensaid.ie if you need to look up at their website. At the national male advice line is 1800 816 588.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.